America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root War Now. He'll be rubbing elbows with the President of the United States in just a couple of days. Tomorrow, of course, the big CAG rally, noon, at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And Wayne Allen Root, I tell you, this is incredible. We are at ground zero. The circus is in town. What do you make of all this?
Well, let me start. I got to say on the air, so we don't screw up here, that I've only got 10 minutes or so, maybe 15 at the most. Let me just say that because I've got a national TV interview about my role in the pardon of Bernie Kerik at half past the hour, and they're checking in with me early to get all my cameras set up. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
So I've got
about 10, 15 minutes, all right? So
great.
Bernie Kerik, I wanted to start by talking about Bernie because I'm very proud of my role in getting one of the great heroes and patriots in America who made one mistake in his life and wound up in prison. And I had a part, I hope a big part, but certainly a part in getting him pardoned. And I'm so proud of it. I'm bursting at the seams because he's my buddy. And I changed his life. And so very proud of it. I just got a phone with the New York Times talking about it. And they wanted to know my role because I signed a letter that was sent to the President of the United States, Geraldo Rivera and Wayne Root and Chris Ruddy, the chairman of Newsmax TV and a United States congressman, also signed the letter on behalf of Bernie Kerik to get a pardon, and it got it in at the deadline at 12 noon East Coast time on Tuesday, and 1 hour later, Bernie Kerik was pardoned by my President of the United States. And that all started because I wrote a column in the RJ saying, Mr. President, please pardon Bernie Kerik, and I laid out the case and made sure that column got in the hands of the president, as all my columns generally do, and it got the results that we all wanted for our great friend Bernie.
Have you heard from Bernie since the announcement just a day or so ago?
We've texted back and forth many times, like a dozen times since the announcement, and now he's going to be on my television show on Newsmax TV tonight to talk about it all. And believe me when I tell you, I had tears of joy when I heard that Bernie had been pardoned. It was really a wonderful moment.
Do you think the next one to get pardoned will be Roger Stone? He got 40 months in federal prison, although he is out on bond and he may end up getting a new trial. What did you think? Was justice served with Roger Stone?
No, the whole thing is a travesty of justice, and 40 months is a travesty, although it's better than it could have been, but it's a travesty. And it really, if you pardon him tomorrow, and I hope the president does, if you pardon him tomorrow, he's still bankrupt. He's lost everything he had in legal fees. Once they come after you, these liberal slime balls, once they try and ruin your life, you could be found innocent. You don't need a pardon. Innocent. Doesn't matter. You spent $1 million in legal fees. So unless you're a very wealthy man or woman, you've lost everything you've ever made your whole life in paying lawyers to defend yourself. So once charges are filed, your life is ruined. And so Roger Stone's life is ruined whether or not he's pardoned. I would pardon him. He's already been punished enough by losing his life savings. And the same thing could be said for Bernie Kerik. I mean, it was, to me, a travesty of justice. To me, it was, as I said to New York Times, this was an easy one because I believe everyone deserves a second chance. I believe America is a nation of second chances. In many cases, people deserve third and fourth chances. But when someone's a hero in the military and or a hero in the police or both, and they risk their lives for all of our safety, and they are willing to sacrifice their life for our country, that person deserves as many chances as you ever want to give him. I'm a big fan of Bernie Kerik and heroes like him, and so he absolutely deserved that pardon, and I shed tears for him.
I got to ask you, did you see much of the Democrat debate last night? I thought it was the most entertaining of all nine of them.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. Remember, I tell you, I almost never watch these things, and I watched the whole thing last night. But only because Mike Bloomberg was involved, and I wanted to see how savagely they would go after a capitalist when they're a socialist party now. And even though his answers were more Republican than any other Democrat has ever been in a debate, you know, defending capitalism, defending his wealth, and saying that, you know, hey, if you want to lose in November, then repeat this conversation how you love socialism and nominate Bernie Sanders. He basically said that. All good things that I agree with. I can't stand the guy, and I wanted to see him get savaged, and he was savaged. I like him because he's for capitalism, but I despise him for everything else about him. You know, first of all, that he's so vicious towards President Trump. Here he is for capitalism, but he hates Trump. He's got an obsession with Trump. Some would say it might be a height obsession. He's a little mini Mike, and he's got an obsession with 6'4" Donald Trump. And you know, this guy's like 5'5", and he's obsessed with Trump, and with hatred for him. I think it's all about height. And also, you know, there's this famous saying that short people try and make up for their shortness with massive ego and trying to control everybody else's lives. I can't stand dictators. And this little guy is like a fascist dictator. And he would rule over our lives and tell you how much soda you can drink and how much smoking you can do and how much salt should be in food. And you don't have to wonder. He already did it in New York City. He's the biggest tyrant in the history of America, and he's running for president. But to me, you know, I got a new name for him. Forget Mini Mike. I'm going to tell President Trump when I see him tomorrow. You know, I'm meeting with the president tomorrow. I won't say anything more yet. But I'm going to be one-on-one with the president of the United States, and I'm going to tell him, from now on, we got to call him Non-Disclosure Mike.
Oh, God.
Isn't that a great name?
Non-Disclosure
Mike. Can you imagine how bad his answers were? Doesn't he have a staff that would prepare him for the worst question someone would ask you in a debate? His answer was, oh, well, they signed non-disclosures because it's to their benefit. What? That really, is that why corporations have women sign non-disclosures? Because you want to protect them? It's not the corporation. It's not the CEO, Mike Bloomberg, that you're protecting. It's the woman. I didn't realize that. And then once the woman has signed it, listen, you have to take my word for it, he said. It wasn't about sex or sexual harassment or an affair. It was just me telling jokes that they found offensive. And the whole crowd groaned, right? You're saying that in front of a feminist crowd that hates men, hates white men, hates straight white men, hate straight white rich men, and you actually thought that line would work? Oh my God.
Wow.
He is the worst debater in the history of politics.
After all of that, then, did the needle move? Do you think anybody in the Democrat party is going to be moved one way or another? Is there going to be a surge of Amy Klobuchar or Elizabeth Warren? Did anything happen last night other than a lot of vitriol?
Well, yes, something happened. I think Mike Bloomberg went down like the Poseidon. He went down like the Hindenburg. Mike Bloomberg's done. Now, is he done as in he's dropping out? No, because he's the only candidate that doesn't need to raise $1. He's not asking for $1 from anyone, so he's self-funded forever. So he could stay in all the way to the convention, and my guess is he will. But his hopes of being president or being the presidential nominee went down the drain last night. You know, as I put on Twitter today, which I think is one of the best lines of all time, if I don't say so myself, I said he just set an all-time record last night. Mike Bloomberg is the first gambler to ever lose $350 million in one night in Vegas.
Wow. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? I know you got national TV. Where are you going to be?
Oh, no, the national TV is my TV show. I'm taping my Bernie Kerik interview moments from now with Bernie in a New York City studio on the air with me, and then we run it on tonight's show. So I'm actually going to do my interview with Bernie momentarily.
That is great. We'll be watching for it tonight at 5 o'clock on Newsmax, and, of course, your radio show, 3 till 6.
I've got to give you one more tease.
Yeah.
So tonight on my show, I've got a guest who's one of the most prominent high-profile lawyers in New York City who's going to announce something about Michael Bloomberg that's going to make your hair stand on end.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to make national news with this if it turns out to be true. It's going to lead, in my opinion, to a major financial impropriety investigation against Mike Bloomberg. So
I can't wait.
Stay tuned tonight.
Wayne, thanks, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it. You could watch it tonight at 5 o'clock here in Vegas on Newsmax TV, and then you could watch it. You could listen to it right here on KBET 790 AM at 5 o'clock as well. So whether it's radio or TV, stunning revelation about Bloomberg and my interview with Bernie Kerik, who just got pardoned by the President of the United States, and yours truly had a big hand in it. All of it tonight, rootforamerica.com. Thank you, Kev.
Thank you, man. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, joining us as he does every Thursday, and I absolutely love it. We're going to take a quick break. The highlights or lowlights, depending on how you approach it, of what happened last night. I'm going to let you hear in its entirety that little segment where Bernie is attacked by Mike Bloomberg, and then Elizabeth Warren savages Mikey Bloomberg. You're not going to believe this. It's that good. We're going to let you hear it in context. We'll do that more coming up. Live and local now. I want to talk with those of you who own or operate businesses, regardless of size. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The Trump economy has been great for business, creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs. With that incredibly strong economy comes the challenge of attracting and keeping productive employees. Business leaders agree high-quality group health insurance plans are a key to attracting and keeping your best employees. That's why you need to talk with my friend Pat Casal at the MultiCare Group. High-quality group health insurance plans create favorable tax benefits for both employer and employees. These plans can include lower premiums, lower deductibles, huge savings on name brand prescriptions, and in some cases, only a copay can apply to ER visits. For those of you outside Clark County, group employer benefit plans allow you and your employees more carrier options, better affordability, and greater physician access. If employer retention is important to you and your business, call my friend Pat Casal at the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
For years now, you've heard me talking about real water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting real water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Medicare for All was discussed prominently last night at the Demo-Rats debate. Why it will not work, Matt Bellis will join us from Liberty HealthShare, and we'll talk about it. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need a lawyer, you need someone who doesn't just know the law. You need someone who shares your conservative values. That's why you need Craig Mueller. Call him right now. He's waiting to take your call. 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. This thing was nasty last night from the get-go. In the first minute, this thing, you know, was just ugly. I mean, some of the stuff was, like, really personal. Mike Bloomberg battled with Elizabeth Warren. And they came out. They came out swinging. I mean, I give them credit. They didn't mince words. Let's go to cut eight. This is Michael Bloomberg, better known as Mike, or as we like to call him, Mikey Bloomberg, with Elizabeth Warren, and how this thing got nasty real early.
Mayor Bloomberg, can Senator Sanders beat President Trump, and how do you want to respond to what else he said?
I don't think there's any chance of the senator beating President Trump. You don't start out by saying, I've got 160 million people, I'm going to take away the insurance plan that they love. That's just not a ways that you go and start building the coalition that the Sanders camp thinks that they can do. I don't think there's any chance whatsoever, and if he goes and is the candidate, we will have Donald Trump for another 4 years, and we can't stand that.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk. Look, I'll support whoever the Democratic nominee is, but understand this. Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another. This country has worked for the rich for a long time and left everyone else in the dirt. It is time to have a president who will be on the side of working families and be willing to get out there and fight for them. That is why I am in this race, and that is how I will beat Donald Trump.
Senator, we got to wait for
And by the way, that was in the first 2.5 minutes. Yeah, I mean, and it devolved, it degenerated it into something really, really ugly. And in fact, even after the debate, let's go to cut nine. This was Joe Biden on with Brian Williams from MSNBC, and they were doing post-debate analysis, and it was kind of like the spin room. But I want you to listen to Joe Biden. He sounds angry and nasty. And a lot of it is directed at the president of the United States.
Final question, Mr. Vice President. I'm sitting here with Nicole Wallace, who asked a version of this question when you were last on her broadcast. And perhaps it's symmetry because the two of us covered the live impeachment hearings out of this studio where we heard your name invoked sometimes several times per minute. Of course, in politics, you don't get rewarded for those kinds of mentions. And as a consumer, as a viewer, I feel like I know how much your son was paid on the board of Burisma. I don't know. I feel like he might have worked for Chinese or Romanian companies. I don't know. That's what the president and forces loyal to Donald Trump have said about your son, Hunter. You chose not to engage. We don't know the Biden family story from Joe Biden. So respectfully, Mr. Vice President, are you cool with that decision? Are you okay that your story was taken by other forces outside your family?
The answer is I am, as you say, cool with it, because you guys know for a fact that what they told and said about me are flat lies. You won't even run the ads that they have, that Trump has put forward, and the millions of dollars over, I don't know how many, $12, $15 million of negative ads. Every single person who testified under oath that worked for this administration said, I did my job well. I did it what the American policy was, the European policy, the IMF. Not a single person said I did anything other than what was honorable, period. Period, period. And I'll be darned if I'm going to play the president's game, which he is an expert at, which is to decide that what you're going to do is you're going to take the eye off of what he did and try to focus on something that has nothing to do with whether he did his job. The Republicans in the Senate acknowledged what he did, acknowledged how they went after me unfairly, acknowledged how they lied about me. And in fact, what happened? They, in fact, acquitted him, and now he has free rein. I'm going to beat this man like a drum. I'm telling you, I can hardly wait to debate him. I want to debate him about corruption. Talk about corruption. This is the most corrupt president we've ever had in American history. So I can hardly wait, Brian. I'm not going to play his game. I'm not going to get into the idea of whether or not I have to defend anything. What he did was impeachable. He got impeached. He should have been convicted. They acknowledge he should have been, that he committed the crimes that he, in fact, they said he did, but they said it wasn't enough to impeach him. This is outrageous.
Coming up, more from the debate, but we're also going to let you in on some of the stuff they talked about. They talked a lot about Medicare for All. Medicare for All. And how it's going to influence your health care options. Matt Bellis from Liberty HealthShare will join us and fill us in. He does this for a living, you know. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
On Wall Street, a sell-off today. U.S. stocks are falling. Technology stocks among the hardest hit. This amid fears of more economic damage from the coronavirus. The price of oil hovering near $54 a barrel today. Gas is up another penny. AAA puts the nationwide average for a gallon of regular at $2.46. Morgan Stanley is buying E-Trade for a whopping $13 billion. It's the biggest takeover by a U.S. megabank since the 2008 financial crisis. And London-based Barclays is backing away from a software program that would monitor employees' productivity. That does include bathroom breaks, some workers describing it as creepy. The software would track how long employees are at their desk and even send warnings if they want on long breaks. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Roger Stone is sentenced to 40 months in prison by a federal court judge in Washington, so 3 years, 4 months. The former Trump advisor was convicted last year of 7 felonies, obstruction of an official proceeding, 5 counts of false statements, which includes lying to Congress, and 1 count of witness tampering. The charges came out of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election interference. The original sentencing recommendation from prosecutors was for 7 to 9 years. Attorney General William Barr intervened. President Trump had complained that the sentencing recommendation was too harsh. Coming off his first debate of the campaign, where he was attacked by every other Democrat on stage, Michael Bloomberg says at a rally in Salt Lake City, Utah,
"We're not just going to compete here in Utah. We're going to compete in blue states and purple states and red states all across this country. And we're going to win and finally start putting this country back together."
America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Brett Baer, with updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts. Brett keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com and download The Campaign with Brett Baer now. Sharp, experienced, trusted. Shannon Bream is America's last word on politics, with live insight every night, so you can start the next day smart. Only on Fox News at Night, weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern. Fox News Channel. America is watching.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record. We are live and local now. Good to have you with us. Last night at the Democrat presidential debate, just ahead of the presidential caucus coming up on Saturday, a lot of talk about health care and Medicare for all, or Medicare for all who want it, according to Mayor Pete. Will it work? Will it not work? And why? Why? Are Democrats so beholden to this Medicare for all thing? Let's check in with Matt Bellis with Liberty HealthShare. He joins us. And, Matt, first of all, thanks for joining us. A lot of talk about Medicare for all last night. Why will it not work? Why will it not work on the national level?
Well, you only need to look to our own country and the areas in which we would have socialized medicine. Medicare now is a system that has already been devoid of funds for a long time. Not that people don't have money to pay for it, but that it operates consistently in the red. Doctors and hospitals, many doctors and hospitals, don't take the payments from Medicare because it does not allow for them to continuously operate. So it's not a good plan now. And frankly, other areas in which we have socialized medicine, you look at the Veteran Affairs hospitals, those are replete with problems and issues and long waits and poor care. So I look at it and say, if we have a government that can't ensure that they won't allow the coronavirus to get in, why would I let them be in charge of my own body?
Again, Matt Bellis joining us from Liberty HealthShare. I know a lot of people have approached me. They hear commercials. They hear people talking about Liberty HealthShare. And they ask me the question, well, I'm already involved in Obamacare, and I've got a policy, but I just hate it. And I hate that it's breaking the bank, so to speak. Is there an alternative? There is an alternative, and why? Explain what the alternative is.
Well, really, it is going back to the precepts that individuals should have the right to manage, direct, control their own health care in accordance with their doctor. They should be able to be the ones in charge with the power of the purse strings. And there are those options out there for people who want to be able to do that to get back to a consumer-based healthcare system, and that's primarily within the healthcare sharing ministry arrangements. Right now, with my organization, Liberty HealthShare, our members have the power of the purse strings. They're controlling their healthcare. We respect the individual in their rights within healthcare to guide, manage, direct their healthcare dollars. And they're supported by a community of like-minded people who support them whenever they actually have a healthcare need that is unexpected and unaffordable. And that's what we should be doing, respecting the individual, giving them the autonomy that they need to manage the healthcare that they have, all the while during those times that are unexpected and unaffordable. We have a community of people to share those medical expenses so that nobody is left out in the cold. We don't want people to be bankrupt because of a medical need or a procedure, but we don't want to give up the freedom and autonomy that we need within healthcare to make wise healthcare decisions. That's basically the crux of the matter right there.
I know that sometimes you and I get caught speaking shorthand. We know what we're talking about here. On medical cost sharing and on Liberty HealthShare. And how does it work, though? Explain how it works for the consumer.
Well, each and every month, our members send in what's called a share amount. That share amount's directed by Liberty HealthShare to another member who has a need. We do this all online. It's a very effective, efficient basis. But our members send in those share amounts of $299 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family of three or more. Liberty HealthShare is directing them to the members who have those medical needs for that month. Those shares are then compiled and sent off to the doctor and hospital to take care of those actual medical bills. So it's a very simple, very easy process. I was actually just reading an article last night about how 20 million Americans have utilized crowdfunding sources to help pay for medical expenses that they can't take care of. Basically, that's exactly what we do at Liberty HealthShare, but instead of just hoping and praying somebody gives to us, we know that we have a community that's backed by us that is going to help share in our medical expenses. So it's something that we would normally do. It's what we would turn to if we have a need. We're just employing those concepts and ideals to their best benefit for the community as a whole.
Again, Matt Bellis joining us from Liberty HealthShare. The one complaint I hear maybe more than anything is the idea that government-run health insurance, it will let bean counters essentially get between you and your doctor. How does it work with Liberty HealthShare?
Well, really, Liberty HealthShare does as much as we can to allow the individual to control that relationship with the doctor. They're going to make the decisions, call the shots, because really it's your body. You should have the right to choose what's done with it. But unfortunately, we get into an area, even with third-party payment systems, where our choices are dictated to us rather than having the ability to make those choices ourselves. And unfortunately, doctors these days are saddled with all kinds of bureaucracies, especially when they're dealing with insurance companies. They have to deal with that bureaucracy, and they become what I like to call de facto bureaucrats for the third-party payment system. And that would only just be compounded in a top-down single-payer Medicare for All model where that the doctor just becomes the government bureaucrat rather than somebody who's there to practice medicine, to help individuals, to guide them to better health. That's what we want in a relationship with our doctors, and that's what we're able to provide with Liberty HealthShare, because we're all considered self-pay patients, responsible, managing our own health care within ourselves. Then we have that community of Liberty HealthShare to help us in our time of need.
I know that a lot of folks grew up in an era where all there was health insurance and the health insurance industry. How is this different than health insurance? And I know we always talk about it's a different paradigm. You got to change your mindset a little bit. How is it different than traditional health insurance?
Well, there's two things that insurance does that we don't do. One is spread risk. They try to take the risk that you might have in healthcare, try to mitigate that as much as possible by spreading it out financially to as many people as possible. But we don't do that. We're all each individually responsible for our risk. I'm in charge of my healthcare and my healthcare bills. So I have the responsibility to ensure that they are paid. Now, a lot of people look at that and say that's kind of scary because healthcare is expensive. The upside to it is that we have a tremendous amount of freedom that whenever I talk to individuals who have actually regained that freedom, they say this is a matter of life and death. This is no small potatoes. We have to have that freedom in healthcare so that we can make the best decisions for us. So then what do you do during that time when you have a medical bill that's unexpected and unaffordable? Well, that is where the second part of what we don't do comes in, because insurance tries to pool funds. They put money into what I affectionately call a bureaucratic black hole, where hopefully someday you'll be able to make some of that money back if ever you need it. But that's not the case with Liberty HealthShare. This is member-to-member, person-to-person cost-sharing of medical bills once they are post-bill or post-script. We actually have those medical bills there to share with each other, able to get tremendous discounts, able to negotiate them well and below what the actual bill charges are. So we're respecting the individual in the responsibility that they have and sharing those medical bills within the community. So we don't pool funds and we don't spread risk. We're individuals sharing medical bills with one another.
Matt, one of the things I hate most about the traditional health insurance model is that it's bean counters back east in Connecticut somewhere making decisions about my health care and that of my family. Who is it that makes the decisions when it comes to Liberty HealthShare?
Well, really, it's the individual members of Liberty HealthShare who, one, make the decisions for themselves in their health care choices with their doctor, but two, as a member of Liberty HealthShare, we go on a regular basis, get together to vote on different parameters of what our sharing guidelines are. We just had our sharing guidelines vote just this past January, and it's the members who guide and direct and make decisions on how this organization will move forward. The board of directors takes those votes, counts them in, and enacts the will of the members. So really, this is member-guided, member-directed, member-controlled healthcare.
So for instance, alternative forms of medicine, many of those are covered, are they not?
That's actually one of the issues that our members brought up a little while ago whenever it came to our member decisions. They wanted to have alternative medicine, naturopathic, type of medicines to be taken care of as eligible expenses within healthcare. Overwhelmingly, the members said, yes, we want that to be a part of healthcare sharing because there are tremendous benefits to it, and we never know what's actually going to work. So if people are interested to know more about what those types of things are, I would just say go to our website, look at our sharing guidelines. You could see that stuff in there. I'll say it's not the most riveting reading at night on a Tuesday afternoon, but if you want to go take a look at that, feel free. It really just goes through comprehensively what we as an organization have decided upon that our community will share in with our medical expenses. So, yes, naturopathic, that's something that we share in.
Let me just ask you, because this to me is where the rubber meets the road, and that is somebody enrolls, they're accepted, and then God forbid they get sick. God forbid they have to go to the hospital, an unexpected expense. What happens?
You just go to the doctor, you share your Liberty HealthShare membership card, and then you focus as a member on getting well. That's what we want for our members. We want them to be able to focus on getting better as a member of Liberty HealthShare, as in the person who's in the driver's seat. You need to focus on being a wise healthcare consumer at that point, working with your doctor in hospital to make sure that you're getting the best treatment for you that you can, and let the bill process go through the Liberty HealthShare systems so that we can make sure that you're paying as little as possible for it amongst the community. We as Liberty HealthShare really want to make sure that our members aren't burdened with the issues of billing, medical bills, those kinds of issues, because you've got enough to think about in trying to get better. So once you've shared your Liberty HealthShare membership card, the doctor in hospital sends the bills to us. We send it out to the members. We collect all of the share amounts, and then we pay your doctor in hospital. We want you to focus on your health care and not your health care bills.
If folks want to know more, where do they go? How do they go?
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, or you can give us a call at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or again, libertyhealthshare.org.
Matt, I learn something every time I have you on. Thanks so much, my friend. You have a great weekend coming up, and we'll talk again soon.
Hopefully, it will be a great weekend. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
There you go. That's Matt Bellis. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. It's easy. LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. I need to take a break. We'll do that. We'll get to more from last night's Demo Rat debate and the president's speech in Phoenix. It was brilliant. It was absolutely amazing. We'll let you hear the highlights coming up next, Live and Local Now. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. If you're wondering why it's PIBCOA, it's Pain Injury Brain Center of America, PIBCOA. They treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Now, I suffered from my own chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots. I had a couple of those. Didn't work. Painful physical therapy didn't work. And in fact, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIBCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain in my shoulder went away. In fact, I even canceled my surgery. You don't have to live with chronic pain anymore. I know there are those of you out there that think, well, I've tried this pain relief and I've taken these pills. Nothing seems to work. It doesn't matter. You don't have to live with chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIBCOA right now. Here's the number, 702-546-8767. Ask for Summer. She'll answer all your questions. That's 702-546-8767. Okay. I want to get down to what happened last night. You've heard the bizarre stuff going on. And I thought it was absolutely amazing. What happened last night was absolutely amazing. The president, the president was brilliant. And in fact, I want to go to cut five, because cut five to me is what he's selling. And he said Arizona residents are going to get tired of winning. Anybody out there getting tired of winning? I'm not. new. But the president emphasized this idea that Arizona residents will get tired of winning.
I don't want you going to your great governor. He's a great governor, Doug Ducey. I don't want you going to your governor saying, "Governor, governor, we just can't stand winning so much. Please go see the president in the Oval Office. Governor, the people of Arizona don't want to keep on winning. It's too much, Governor. It's not even fair to the rest of the planet. Please tell him, Governor Ducey, please tell him, President, the people of Arizona have won too much. We don't want to keep on winning." And I'll look at Doug Ducey, and I'll say, "Doug, I have a lot of respect for you, Doug. You won by 16 points. That means a lot. But, Doug, I don't care what you say. We're going to keep on winning, and we're going to win like never before. And the people of Arizona are going to love it." And he's going to say, "Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going back home." The fact is, we are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. America is thriving like never before. And ladies and gentlemen of Arizona, the best is yet to come. Right? That's right. Together, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. Thank you, Arizona. Thank you.
Oh, I just love that. I just love it. By the way, the other thing I love is the folks at Roberto's. Just opened, like, I don't know, 3 months ago. A new Roberto's over, like, three blocks from where I live. And I'm in there, like, once a day. I absolutely love it. And, in fact, Wayne Gutierrez, our buddy at Roberto's, said that they got a big grand opening of their newest store, Maryland Parkway at Charleston. Today from 4:30 till 7:30. Free chicken tacos, bean and cheese burritos, music, fun, prizes, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And by the way, the emphasis on free chicken tacos and bean and cheese burritos. Yeah, free. That's 4:30 till 7:30. Roberto's big grand opening of their new store at Maryland Parkway at Charleston. Tell them Kevin sent you for some free stuff, okay? I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rock.